Thank you and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity this morning to invite you to the regular church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, and our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages, and you're certainly invited to come and bring your families and your Bibles and study a portion of the Word of God in Sunday school this morning. And then at 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship service, and we invite you to come to this service. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have our evening prayer service, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship services. We have our midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening. And so these are our services, and we trust that you'll come, that we know that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. We do want to give notice of some special services that we're having in our church beginning July the 8th. This is on a Monday night at 7:30 Sunday the 14th. So it's going to start July the 8th, right after the 4th of July holidays. And we'll begin our services on Monday night at 7:30. They won't have evening afternoon services about 12:30 Tuesday through Friday, and then of course our evening services at 7:30, and then our regular Sunday services will be at our normal times. Dr. Cecil Fayard, who is the pastor of Central Baptist Church in Marion, Kentucky, will be with us for this series of meetings. And if you've never met Brother Fayard, I know that it'd be a blessing for you to come and to hear him speak. But even more important than you coming and hearing him speak is to hear what he has to say about Jesus Christ. You see, this is a series of special services that we want to have for our church. But Dr. Fayard is not the center of attraction. Jesus Christ is the center of attraction in these special services, July the 8th through July the 14th. We meet together for a special time of remembering Him and looking to Him and worshiping Him. And perhaps you've been thinking for some time about coming to our services. This will give you a good opportunity to come and hear and to fellowship with our people, and to understand the things that we believe and that we practice at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main, in the city of Forestdale, Missouri. We invite you to come knowing that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the precious Word of God during this time. For our subject this morning, we'd like to think about the Trinity of the Godhead. And I know this is a subject that's been debated for the past 2,000 or 3,000 years, and I don't intend this morning to finish out all the arguments concerning it. But this one thing that we do want to say about the Trinity of the Godhead, that is that in the nature of the Godhead, of the one God, there are three eternal distinctions which are represented to us under the figure of persons, and these three are equal. And so when we think about God, we know and understand that there is one God. We do not believe in three gods. Rather, we believe in one God who reveals himself to us in three distinctions, or in the form of three persons. I am well aware that the word Trinity does not appear in the Bible at all. And yet the principle behind the doctrine of the Trinity certainly does appear, as we shall see in the study this morning. We'd like to look this morning at the subject of the Trinity in three different ways. First of all, we'd like to prove from the Scriptures that each part of the Trinity is God. And second, we'd like to prove that all three parts of the Godhead are equal. And then number three, we want to distinguish between the three parts of the Godhead, that is, showing the three parts of the Godhead and the various positions or the various ways that God reveals himself through these triune beings. So first of all, if you would, look in the book of John, chapter 6 and verse 27, as we prove here that each part of the Trinity is God. The Bible says in John 6, verse 27, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." In this passage, we find that God is the Father. And so in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, the Bible said here, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father." And so here we find that a part of the Trinity is called God the Father. There are a lot more scriptures that teach that God is called sometimes the Father, but these two scriptures should suffice. Now, secondly, notice that the Son is also called God. That is, Jesus Christ is also called God. And compare these two passages. In the book of John chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In verse 14 of John 1, the Bible said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So here we find when we compare these two verses, John 1 verse 1 and John 1 14, that the Word who is God is said to be Jesus. Therefore we find that Jesus is God. And anybody that says that Jesus is not God is of the Antichrist. That is what the Bible has to say. In John chapter 10 and verse 29 and verse 30, Jesus said, "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. I and my Father are one." I don't believe there's any clearer scriptures in the entire Bible that teaches us that these two parts of the Godhead are God. That is, that the Father is God and that Jesus is also God. But now we have the third part of the Trinity, that is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is also God. Read with me, please, in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 3 and verse 4. Here is the time when Ananias and Sapphira decided to lie about their giving to the Lord. And Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan to fill thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." Now that's what Peter said, and Peter is an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Peter is saying to Ananias, "Why, Satan has filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost. You've not lied unto men, but unto God." And so there is no difference between lying to the Holy Spirit and lying to God, because the Holy Spirit is God. Secondly, in our study this morning, let us prove from the Scriptures that the three parts of the Godhead are absolutely equal. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied." Notice in this passage of Scripture that all three distinctions of the Godhead have a part in our salvation. This verse tells us, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, tells us that we are elected to salvation by God the Father, that we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that we are sanctified, that is, we are set aside unto salvation and to godly living by the Holy Spirit. Without each part of the Trinity or each part of the Godhead doing His job toward us, then we could not be saved. For it is God the Father who has chosen us to salvation, that is, elected us to salvation. It is the Jesus' blood that has cleansed us unto salvation. And it is the Holy Spirit that has drawn us unto salvation. Notice in the book of Matthew 28 and verse 19. Here's a very good passage concerning the great commission that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to His church. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This passage teaches us that the authority of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are equal. There is not baptism if the authority of all three parts of the Godhead are not involved. I know that there are some who claim to baptize in the name of Jesus, leaving out the authority of the Holy Spirit and leaving out the authority of God the Father. But that is not baptism. Baptism is when God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is involved. We'll notice when Jesus Christ was baptized that all three parts of Godhead were there. In the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And listen, and lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so we find here that Jesus the Son was there. God the Father was there, for He said, "Thou art My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then the Spirit of God was there because it came down in the form of the dove and lit upon Jesus Christ. So when Jesus Christ began His personal ministry, He began it with the authority of God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And of course, He was doing His Father's will in everything. And so, read again the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. As Paul closes his letter to the Corinthian brethren, he says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen." And so Paul put the emphasis not upon just the Holy Spirit, not upon just Jesus, and not just upon God the Father, but he put it equal there. He said they needed the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. They need the love of God the Father. They need the communion of the Holy Spirit in order to be the kind of people that they needed to be. And you know that's exactly the same thing today. We need the fullness of the Godhead upon us, not just the fullness of one part or the other. And so, thirdly, let us this morning distinguish between the parts of the Godhead. I know that the Father and the Son are different from each other. At least they're portrayed this way in Scripture. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This well-known passage of Scripture distinguishes between the begetter, who is God the Father, and the begotten, who is God the Son. God the Father was the sender, and Jesus Christ was the sent. The Bible tells us that in John chapter 15 and verse 26, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of Me." And so Jesus declares that the Spirit comes from the Father. Therefore, the Spirit is different. At least the manifestation is different than what the Father is. And so all of these Scriptures go together to show us that that there is one God. We do not believe in three gods, no way, shape, or form. We believe in one God who manifests himself to us in three different ways. Well, we see that our time has slipped from us again. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio message. Thank you now for listening.